You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. On a Tuesday afternoon, Carol Manos and her crew load more than 11,000 cat heads into a hearse. Maybe I should explain. They're paper cat heads, decorated for art prize in Grand Rapids. The idea is to raise awareness of the feral cat problem in Michigan. Manos says in 5 years, two cats and their offspring can give birth to 11,000 kittens. As for the hearse,
I saw Harold and Maude when I was 7 in the movie theater, and I wanted a hearse ever since then. I could fit like 30 cats in there, in cages going to the vet.
Manos runs the nonprofit Carol's Ferals, which traps feral and stray cats, neuters them, and then returns them to their homes outdoors. They also take in a few kittens and prep them for adoption. Dorothy Kane volunteers for Carol's Ferals. She says the goal of the program is to stop feline overpopulation and make Michigan a better place for homeowners and feral cats alike.
They get in cat fights and they make a lot of noise at night, and people don't necessarily like all of that ruckus. So by just spaying and neutering, you're helping the community and you're helping those cats, because those colonies will eventually just diminish and decline.
The art prize installation will take up an entire hallway of Spectrum Health's food court, measuring 10 feet high by 140 feet wide. The cats were decorated by Grand Rapids area kids, teens, and their parents, representing more than 100 schools and organizations. Carol's Ferals volunteer Pam Patton says they even got a few celebrities to send in work.
We received packets back from Martin Sheen, Ed Begley Jr., Kathy Najimy, Lily Tomlin, and there's one more that I can't remember. But these will be available to purchase, and the funds will go to support our mission.
The artwork on the cats spans the gamut. There's everything from 5-year-old scribbles to the intricate designs of a skilled artist. But the point is really to show how much 11,000 really is. Each cardstock cutout is the size of an average cat's face. For many feral cats, adoption isn't possible. Pam Patton says many of them are used to surviving outside and don't want to be tamed. And once a feral cat colony is taken to a shelter, Manos says there's just another cat colony to replace it. But by releasing sterile cats back into the wild, they're actually lowering the number of cats that get euthanized in shelters every year.
Because there are only so many homes. Even if let's say a pregnant cat is allowed to have her kittens, those kittens are going to come in and take place of a shelter cat that's going to get killed because there's not a home for that shelter cat.
Manos says if all shelter cats were adopted today, each person in the United States would have about 50 cats. As a result, Manos says some people see them as expendable.
Oh, it's just another cat, you know, I'll just throw it out, or, you know, here, somebody will take it as a free kitten, or, hey, we can, you know, stomp it to death in the middle of our trailer park like Patrick Stackhouse did just, you know, a few months ago, and he's about to go to trial.
She's talking about Michael Patrick Stackhouse, who faces animal cruelty charges in Grand Rapids.
It's really up to human beings, and because we put the cats there to do something to help them.
The Carol's Ferals Art Prize exhibit will be displayed at the Spectrum Health Food Court in Grand Rapids. To hear how you can help the feral cat problem, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.